Great to have guys back in the building. It's only been, you know, 3 or 4 days, but it feels like it's been a long time since we got a chance to see him. I feel a little bit about the same way with you guys, too. Huge week here, obviously, as we push forward to Kentucky. Good football team. They played extremely well at home, and a huge test for us to go on the road. Night ball game should be a great environment, one that our kids are looking forward to. I mentioned it last week. A big part of it was just getting our guys healthy. I think we made some progress in that way during the bye week, and looking forward to getting back on the field with the guys tomorrow and building towards game week. For our staff, the end of last week, a great opportunity for us to get out across the state and really throughout our recruiting footprint, and it was a huge thing for us. Excited about the feedback that we got, you know, just as you get on the road and from fans, alumni, and then obviously as we got into high schools and talking with coaches too, they see the progress that our program is making, the way that we're playing, and the product that we're putting out on the field. And obviously I think they have a great sense of who we are and what we're doing inside of the building too, and how all those things build to a great experience while you're playing here at Tennessee. So excited about what we did last week. And, you know, for us now, at this point now, it's push forward and get ready for Kentucky. It's important for our football team to really stay focused on the things that you can control, continue to get better. You know, we pointed out from the last ball game ways that all of us can be better, coaches and players alike. Last week, I thought, you know, our practice habits were really good when we were on the field in the meeting room. We got to get back into our routine and continue to grow. Well, I think a lot of what your scheme involves every single week is predicated based on, you know, personnel that you're seeing on the other side of the football and the scheme that you're seeing. And so you're trying to put your kids in a position to be successful. There's things that are a huge part of your DNA that you're going to find ways to run offensively, defensively, and special teams every single week. And then subtly you got to find the nuances that you need to put your kids in the best position to be successful as you get ready to play every week. We know that Kentucky's a really good football team. Got a chance to watch some video on them last week. Obviously, our kids started today, kind of refreshed the course, and you know, we'll have to push in a great way. Know the product that they're going to put out there. They're big, strong, athletic, physical. They know their schemes offensively and defensively extremely well. Got out to a good start the other night. Didn't finish it the way that they wanted to. Know that we're going to get a great effort from them. It's going to be a great environment, great competitive environment, and we got to be, you know, excited and physically and mentally ready to go compete for 60 minutes. You know, for us, being on the same page, being able to move and change the line of scrimmage, our double teams are going to have to be really good during the course of this football game.